Today's movie review is Beneath a Sea of Lights 2020, starring Barkhad Abdi from Captain Phillips fame. If you remember the film Captain Phillips or the trailer where he goes, "I'm the captain now." He's the guy who's the African. And in this movie, he was from Mogadishu. I'm assuming that's where he's from. I'm not sure. But he is the main character in this film, and it's about a poor guy that is basically has a work visa to the United Arab Emirates, I believe. And while he's there, he's supposed to walk the straight line, is straight and narrow, and do his job to earn some money. And he's trying to earn money to help his sick mom back home in Africa, and sends her money for treatments. So the plot of the film revolves around him and a friend of his at the place where he lives, who is a little on the nefarious side and gets him involved in things that he may not, should not necessarily be involved with that might get him in trouble. And so that's where I wanted to enter in this point of the review, was into spoiler territory. And so don't listen past this point if you don't want to know. Okay, so now it starts off with his character, with Barkhad Abdi's character. I'm sorry, I don't know how to say his name. Doing a few things that he shouldn't do, like stealing things or trading, you know, like sleight of hand type things where you trade a cell phone and, you know, and then you go back and you sell it and make a profit. Or you just do some underhanded things. And then from there, it was building up. And this guy, at the end, the plot line revolved around he wanted him to steal or trade a watch at a jewelry store. So basically make a switch between a fake and a real watch that was very valuable. I don't know the currency. It was like 400 and something thousand in the UAE currency. I don't know how much that translated to, but it was a lot of money. And so that's what the film build up to, and you're kind of wondering, is he going to do it? You know, is he really going to cross? Like, this time he's really going, you know, breaking the law big time. And so that's what they go into, and what happens is he goes to the jewelry store, pulls off the heist, trades the item, walks not too far from the store to his buddy who set him up to do it, gives him the watch, told him, "I did it." And the guy's like, "I can't believe you did it." And he starts walking away. And you can kind of see the authorities had arrived and they were going into the shop and everything. Well, right at that point, he changes his mind, and he chases after him. And they have a fight. And he beats him up, grabs the watch back, goes back to the store. But there was police officers inside, so he was afraid to go in. But there was a young boy looking inside, watching with the action. And then it cut to the final scene, which they hinted at the very beginning of the movie. They showed him fidgeting in his pocket, and he was trying to go through customs to catch his flight back home, because he decided he had to go back home. He had done some stuff that he shouldn't have done, and he got fired from his job earlier in the film. And he had to go home. And they're like, "What's in your pocket?" Right then, you're like, what's in his pocket? You know, like, what did he do? That's where it revealed that he had not the watch, because if he had the watch, he would have been in deep trouble. But he had a locket with a picture of his mother. And you're like, I was like, yes, okay, he did the right thing. You know, he dug deep in his heart, and he was like, I know this is wrong. And then they kind of revealed that he gave the watch to the boy to give to the authorities, and he didn't steal it. And in the end, and in a way that redeemed himself and the whole movie. I really enjoyed the film. It was a really, really interesting movie. It was kind of almost like an indie type film, but I really like him. I think he's a good actor. I really like to see him in more things. And he just has an interesting, distinguished look that you don't get that. There are not a lot of actors have. So I really enjoyed it. I would give it 4 stars and check it out.